All right. Well, we are here with Senator Danny Verdin from South Carolina.
Yes, ma'am.
That's right. You are up to here to observe everything.
Oh, it's been great.
It has been great, hasn't it?
Well, I tell you, I was trying to get two birds with one stone. I'm up here with the state legislators for legal immigration reform, but I told my friends over there just a few hours ago, I said, folks, I've got to run up to Capitol Hill. That's where all my friends are. And my dearest and best friend, Jeff Duncan, is being sworn in, and I just can't miss it. So I'm very excited about Jeff's swearing in, and I believe that he is going to be an outstanding congressman. As a matter of fact, I'll say this. I don't know that the 3rd Congressional District has ever had better representation. And that's saying a lot because we've had some outstanding congressmen, including our former Congressman Gresham Barrett. I've had opportunity to work with Jeff in the General Assembly. He was my House member back home, and I'm still his state senator. We're neighbors just about 4 miles apart as the crow flies. And I've had the opportunity to see him as a family man, as a community leader, as a business owner, and as a very dedicated and conscientious state legislator. I know that his service to us and Congress now will just be so, will be exemplary. It will just be a continuation of great service that he's already demonstrated in Columbia. I'm very excited to see him as our congressman.
Well, I can tell that, and everybody here has been so energized. All the 4 freshmen getting sworn in today from South Carolina really has been a just unbelievable day here. We have done interviews all day long. I just want to know, though, since you are from South Carolina, senator to South Carolina, what do you think this year holds for South Carolina? Budget woes, all these problems. Do you think we can handle it?
It's going to be tough. We really have... I will not say insurmountable challenges, but we have unprecedented challenges. The budget hole in our general fund is right at $700 or $800 million, about the equivalency of the stimulus funds that flowed in from the federal government over the last 2 years. So if we do not have a significant upturn in the revenue, and it looks like we've had a stabilization in the decreases in the revenue, but if we don't have a sharp turnaround, yes, we will have the most difficult budget year ever in the history of South Carolina. And I've already had one negative deficit budget year. That was back in 2001-02, where we had negative growth. But that was a real sharp turnaround. That recession was short-lived, and we came off the floor very quickly. This is a real tail-dragger that we're suffering through now, and I believe the final solution or the best resolution of our fiscal distress is for us to put people back to work in South Carolina. So I'm very encouraged by Governor-elect Nikki Haley's plans to make job creation her number one priority. And I believe that a tax code that facilitates growth, that facilitates entrepreneurial initiative, is certainly a very important cog in that wheel. So I believe that challenging times are ahead, that we're still going to have significant tax spending cuts to make. Those are going to be hard decisions. It's not easy to cut, especially when we've been cutting to the bone already. But I think even this year, you'll probably see healthcare and K through 12 up on the table for consideration, for discussion. You know, we've pretty
for
well
cuts?
Well, at least for maybe a restructuring of those spending lines within those programs. I don't want to say cuts. I hope that we can give them enough versatility or flexibility. We have a lot of regulatory control in the spending lines with K through 12 that maybe we can loosen to give our local administrators more autonomy and more authority to make those decisions. We might be looking at a longer school year, longer hours within the week so that we can have a shorter school year. We might be looking at, having administrators take on some of the teaching load. These are very hard decisions, and hopefully we'll be able to find ways to mitigate the actual cuts with some of this innovative approaches that are being floated at this point. But yeah, it's going to be tough. It's not going to be like in years past where every other agency was cut to the bone to hold K through 12 and the Medicaid programs harmless. This is the year that there's nothing left to cut. We actually have to make adjustments in K through 12 spending as well.
Well, we all know we're in for challenging times. I just hope that we can get a tax code. And, I think the other thing is, isn't it also all the tax, the things that are, you don't have to pay taxes, like $300 on a car, whether it's a $2,000 car or a $10,000 or a $20,000 car.
That cap has been in place since 1984, and that was actually a trade-off in the old debate over EFA funding. You know, one extra cent of sales tax to go to the EFA, Education Finance Act. At that point, the automobile dealers were able to say, okay, $300 cap, and we'll go along with the 1 cent increase. Even if we had indexed to inflation, it would still be up around $600, maintaining the cap. So I think that's a perfect case in point where our tax code has been skewed to the detriment of the entire taxpaying population. You know, finding equity in the tax code has been the primary focus of the Tax Realignment Commission, who's that group's been working now for about 18 months. I hope that that report is not going to just sit on the shelf and collect dust. I hope that the General Assembly dives in and takes a good hard look and see if we can incorporate at least some components of that commission's report this year. I know it might take several years to see more full implementation of a broader tax code that is not so heavily burdened with exemptions. That's going to be a tough call for us as legislators, but I think it's something that we definitely have to go back and look at. It's something patently unfair about one business or industry having a tax break at the expense of another. So, you know, we're just going to have to roll up our sleeves and deal with a very tough, difficult issue. And in the long run, it'll be to our constituencies' benefit. I believe the taxpaying public of South Carolina is expecting us to do something to bring more equity and fairness to the tax code.
Well, thank you very much, Danny Verdon. I mean, so nice to bump into you right here at Jeff Duncan's office, and I certainly hope we can get you on the air down there on WLMA and WCRS as the budget moves forward here.
Thank you much. It's been a pleasure.
All right. Thank you.
No, I apologize.